Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Pavone with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Breaking news, I'm not giving you guys any of my passwords for any of my streaming, all right?
Just letting you know that right now.
I do not share that stuff except for immediate family here. But let's get past that, and let's get to some of last night's action in the NBA playoffs. Celtics make a big comeback to beat the Indiana Pacers 99-91. Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum spearhead this comeback and take a 2-0 series lead over Indiana. Another comeback, the Milwaukee Bucks down at halftime to the Blake Griffin-less number 8 seed Pistons. They come back to reality and beat Detroit 120-99. Giannis Antetokounmpo finishes the game with 26 points and 12 rebounds. The Bucks are now up 2-0 in this series. And the Rockets beat the Jazz last night 118-98, thanks in big part to a triple-double from James Harden, finishing with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Rockets take a 2-0 series lead over Utah. Now, tonight, we got three games as teams shift to the next venue. Sixers and Nets from the Barclays Center tonight, starting at 8 p.m. Nuggets and Spurs in San Antonio, they tip off at 9 p.m. Eastern, and the Clippers will battle with the Warriors from the Staples Center at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Guys, over to the NFL schedules are out. The 50th season of Monday Night Football is this year. Did you guys know that?
Sure did.
Awesome.
Heard about that somewhere.
That's all I needed to ask, guys. The 50th season of Monday Night Football will kick off with a September 9th doubleheader that opens with a pair of 2018 division winners.
Wait. Let me guess. Is that going to open up with, I don't know, 50 years ago, I don't know, do the Browns and Jets play at some point too?
The Browns and Jets do play at some point, but they will not be opening up Monday Night Football.
Week two.
Monday
Isn't
Night
that a celebration?
Football.
I think that's a celebration, isn't it? Of 50. Wasn't the
50
first Monday
years
Night Football
Monday
game?
Night Football. It's the doubleheader in week one. We just talked about it. Saints, Texans, which is odd to open up week one. And then
Who was the very first Monday Night game?
Ooh. It was Browns Jets. You're absolutely right.
It was.
But they
Browns
are not.
Jets. Oh, okay.
It was Browns Jets back in 1969 or whatever, and they are commemorating that, but they're doing it week two. Browns Jets week one. They're still doing that doubleheader we just mentioned. Texans Saints and then Broncos Raiders in the West Coast nightcap. Now that they're doing the doubleheaders, but they are kind of honoring that first ever game. They're doing it week two. Browns Jets.
Here's a trivia question for you. Who was the first Monday night announcing crew?
Howard Cosell.
Oh, damn. Nice.
I'm not sure who he was with, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's with Dandy Don.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember it when I was coming up. It was like the Dan Dierdorf, Al Michaels group.
Yeah.
Before they went into any of that crazy, like, Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser stuff.
God, those were all
I remember
years.
Michaels and Dierdorf. That's what I remember. You know, and then on Fox, there was Madden and Summerall, that kind of stuff. That, to me, was those were the announced teams.
Keith Jackson. It was Keith Jackson.
Oh, Nelly, let me tell you about Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson, and I believe Oh, they were trying to get Vin Scully, but I think he was still doing stuff for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
he had another gig, but yeah.
yeah, he did.
Well, you got talking about the Saints and the Texans there. That's really more just like having the matchup of defending NFC and AFC South champions. I guess there's a little bit of sentimental value for that one. The other doubleheader that will be the new look at Oakland Raiders here. They host the Denver Broncos in the regular season debut of Broncos new quarterback Joe Flacco, and of course, as I said, new Raiders Antonio Brown and Vontaze Burfict. Other notable things from the NFL schedule, as you guys said in week two, the upstart Cleveland Browns will make the first of four primetime appearances on the road at the New York Jets in a rematch of the first ever Monday Night Football game from September 21st, 1970. The game will also mark the return of Browns receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to MetLife Stadium. The other notables here, in Week 11, the Kansas City Chiefs will make another attempt to play in Mexico City. Their matchup against the Los Angeles Rams in 2018 had gotten rescheduled. This time, they will be playing the Los Angeles Chargers. In Week 12, Monday Night Football will return to the scene of the wildest game of the 2018 season between it's going to be between the Rams and the Baltimore Ravens.
Rams Ravens, exciting.
Yeah, certainly going to be much more exciting than say Chiefs Rams from last season. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about all that.
As I had said earlier, though, guys,
that's all about the new quarterback.
As I had said earlier, though, guys, the league granted the Browns four primetime games in 2019, including three in the first 5 weeks of the season. Before that, though, the Browns have only appeared in 11 primetime games in the past 10 seasons, guys. 10.
That many?
Exactly.
I think there's a rule that they have to be on. Every team has to be on quote unquote prime time at least once. But that's why Thursday night football back in the day used to get a lot of like Jags and Titans, that sort of thing. Because they count, you know, Thursday night football. So that's where you would see the Bills, the Jags, that sort of thing.
All right, guys. So I got some NHL playoff scores. We got MLB scores. Big night in baseball. For now, I am Chris Pavona. It is Thursday. Tacos? Tacos, buddies.
All right.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, as I'm sitting here looking over the list of Monday Night Football booth people, the commentators over the years, Keith Jackson was there for the first couple of years, and then came what was what many people think is still the greatest combination ever. Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, Frank Gifford were there forever together. Gifford ended up holding on. Meredith ended up, Cosell left first. Meredith left after that, after about 10 years, 10, 12 years. And then Gifford just continued to stay on. But you got, I'm looking at some of these. You had OJ on for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Namath was on for a bunch of years. Al Michaels, of course, did it forever. Dierdorf as well. You may have written Boomer Esiason was actually on Monday Night Football for a few years. And then you had mentioned that, that awful, whatever the hell that was with
the Dennis Miller experiment.
Oh, my God. Hornheiser did it for a couple of years, if you remember. Even Madden. At the end, I think Madden, once he left Sunday, one Pat Summerall ended up croaking or passing on.
You know
Madden,
what I also
I think
heard?
Switched over.
They got remember how last year they had Bubba McFarlane at, like in the crane, like going back and forth. I think they said they're gonna do away with that because Witten's not on anymore, and they're gonna bring Booger into the booth. But I actually thought that was cool having Booger kind of on the sidelines following the action. I heard that they're gonna do away with that moving forward for this year.
They should have put him in like a cage like they did Tommy Lee, man, Motley Crue. Like put him over the put him over the field, man, in like a cage, dangle him around over there, be like, where's Booger now? He's on the 20. He's over the 20 yard line. You know what?
The sky cam like they do in AAF.
Yeah, exactly.
AAF,
Theismann was also on for a while.
I
actually enjoyed Theismann. I thought he was actually pretty good. Fouts unfortunate that he had to deal with the whole Dennis Miller thing. They stuck poor Dan Fouts with him. Lynn
Swann
was there.
And was Kornheiser, too, with them. Yeah.
Yeah, Kornheiser, too, was just like, I can't do this. This is absolutely awful.
He can't stay up that late. You know, he can't stay up that late. His bedtime, he needs the blue light special or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then what?
We just said that. Yeah, it was horrible.
How many years did Dennis Miller do this? Dennis Miller did it.
I would say maybe three, two or three.
Was it 3 or 4 years? It was
like that. I would guess three.
It was 2 years. Oh, wow. They didn't even make the three. Yeah, they gave him two and booted his ass. That was terrible. Though only Dennis Miller could make Jason Witten look competent. Oh, no.
Yeah, really.
He's back playing NFL anyway. All right, coming up, time to make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
All right, people, it is Thursday here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day here. We've got plenty to come up here over the next 55 minutes or so. Talk a little NBA playoffs that we witnessed last night. A lot of blowouts. A lot of a torn ticket. A couple of blowouts. But still a very profitable night for some of you, and I think there's a few ways that you guys can go about, because some of these series are going to get ugly. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of maybe more than I think there's going to be a couple of sweeps here as well. There should be, because I don't know if I can handle watching too much more of the basketball that I watched last night without setting the game back 25 years. But I do think that there is a couple of there's a couple of ways for you guys to profit, and I did it last night as well in the NBA, and I kind of forgot how dramatic it is and how profitable it can be. If anybody last night ended up laying money on, let's say, the Boston Celtics, right? Let's say you had the Celtics covering laying 7, 7.5, 8, whatever it might have been.
Sure.
Live in-game wagering last night, just to give you guys a heads up here. Sometimes you make these wagers ahead of time, right? These pregame things. Hey, I'm taking Detroit in the 15. Okay.
Right.
I'm taking Boston. I'm going to lay the 8. Okay. I'm going to take Utah and take the 7. Okay, good. So now you're watching this game, and all of a sudden the third quarter comes in the Boston game, right? And now Boston is down by double digits, and you're going, oh, crap. How in the hell am I going to cover this game? Like, you know, a lot of people would just normally look at that ticket, set it on fire, and be like, I can't believe I lost. However, the smart ones will jump online and be monitoring the entire game, because what happened during that game in the third quarter is the minute Indiana went up 20-8 in the third, the Boston Celtics were getting 7.5 points at one point. They were actually getting. So now, if you are a basketball fan, if you are somebody who is holding a Celtics covering at 7, 7.5, and you're going, there's no way this is going to land. I mean, there is no, and you want to go ahead and roll the dice a little bit. If you are confident that the Celtics were going to come back, instead of having to lay in 7, guys, you were getting 7 points on some of the live in-game wagering last night. That was just absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous, but that's the kind of, that's the kind of wild swings that you get, not only in the playoffs right now in the NBA, which is why live in-game wagering is really the choice for a lot of sharps. They don't mess with the full game. They'll go ahead and lay a they'll go ahead and bet a team, right? They'll bet a Celtics last night, and then what they'll spend the entire game doing is trying to get a middle, Dane. They'll wait until the number, until the game shifts, because we've all seen this. One team goes on a 12-3 run. Another team goes on a 15-4. But what happens to the live in-game numbers then, guys, is it goes bonkers. It goes hard the other way. And then all of a sudden, they're, you know, we're sitting there going, oh, really? All right, well, I got 7, and now you're telling me, oh, now you're going to give me 5. Okay, great. Now you've got this huge middle that you can cash on not only the original bet, but now you can certainly cash on the live in-game wagering bet. So those of you that may not be familiar with live in-game wagering, I am telling you, tonight, for these games, these three NBA games, go to your book, go ahead, you know, play whatever it is you're going to play, but monitor the market on the live in-game wagering and see what happens the minute, you know, what do we got? A couple of, let's say Orlando tonight. I think Orlando is, are they not on?
No,
I think they're
tonight,
the middle game.
The three games tonight, you know, Brooklyn hosts, San Antonio hosts, and then the Clippers host.
Okay, so watch the Clippers. When you have these big spread games, all right, watch what happens in the Clippers game if, heaven forbid, the Clippers go on a bit of a run. Yeah, go on to an early lead. Let me know what happens to that line then. And that's the opportunities that you can have. You make a pregame line. Whether you're right or not, it really doesn't make a difference. What it allows you to do is to establish a point
position,
where you can now middle the rest of the game there, waiting for your number to come. Because I can promise you this, Dane, and you know this as well. At some point during four quarters in an NBA playoff game,
everybody makes a run.
You are going to get your middle at some point in that game, and you are going to be able to cash big time. And that is how you profit. That's why you are reminded. It is a market, people. It is like the stock market. It is influenced. It has these wild swings. And if you are smart enough and savvy enough and patient enough and you don't panic because you're like, oh, my God, I got $100 on this one team. Oh, my God. Breathe. Let the game play out and then pounce on the opportunity when you can. It's what day traders do. It's what stockbrokers have been doing their entire lives. They ain't a lot of money to be made and recouped by bad pregame decisions through live in-game wagering.
Here's what I'm going to say on this one, Joe. You know, like in the fantasy world, right?
Right.
Everybody knew about playing fantasy football, you know, like it, for season long, right? And then DFS comes along and it's like fantasy football on steroids, on crack, right? Because there's just more action, more opportunities, right? So here's what I'll say. People understand the idea of hedging. You know what I mean, Joe? People understand that already, right? Like, oh, if I had a ticket on, you know, the Rams at 10-1. Like we, I was watching that show Action, right? And one of the high end bettors, he had positions at like the Rams at say 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. Then the Rams are already there, and he's like, ah, I got a hedge. Right. Our guy Sean was hedging with Texas Tech or Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, what Joe is describing here with the live in-game wagering is hedging, but in the course of one game, as opposed to the course of the entire March Madness tournament like our man Sean was, or the entire NFL season. What in essence Joe is describing is how you have opportunities to hedge and guarantee profits almost on both sides because of the fluctuation of the live in-game wagering. And that's another reason, Joe, for me, why we don't lay -270 favorites all the time, because you can't build positions off that, right?
I'd much
rather give me the +180 all day long, and then if, you know, that underdog gets off to a hot start, what do you know? I'm going to wind up getting the favorite at a plus number also, and then I'm sitting pretty. If at any moment in time you throughout this game you can get both sides at +205, you've established a guaranteed victory, right?
Yes.
And so that's why you're establishing that position. This in live game wagering is, in essence, hedging, but throughout one game as opposed to throughout the entire season or an entire tournament.
Now, a couple of caveats that you guys got to know, those of you that have not done this and not participated in some live in-game wagering. There is not a lot of time to hem and haw and be indecisive. You have to be extremely decisive. You have to have a game plan going in saying, listen, I'm holding this. All right.
I pounce.
I want this number. As soon as I can get there, I'm hitting that damn button, because I'm telling you, as fast as the game changes, it's almost as if the markets are faster changing it back. So what was available, you know, if you hesitate hitting that go button or that send button, yeah, it's not going to be there again, and then all of a sudden you missed your opportunity. So understand that you have to be in your mind, know where you want to go. This is the number I'm looking for. Be confident. Don't be swayed by the ebbs and flows of a game. In other words, if you were backing the Celtics last night, during that third quarter, there is no way you can go, oh, my God, I was wrong. Like, oh, my God, the Indiana Pacers are going to cover. If you are covering it, you have to be confident enough to go, this is not going to last. Indiana is absolutely not going to continue to shoot like this. They're going to go in a dry spell. Like, you have to have that game plan ahead of time, because otherwise you'll miss the opportunities. And even worse, Dane, you might actually hit go on a number because you panicked and because it's the only number available and because you missed yours. And then that's even worse, trying to make up for a mistake because you weren't ready. Just be prepared and understand that just because there's a 5 or 6 minute period in the game where one team goes on a 12-4 run, well, if you're still holding a ticket that you're confident in, that's where you go. Go get that middle, be confident, get your number, and hit send, man. Don't do it the other way. Don't chase.
Right. The only thing is, you know, you keep on getting it wrong, it could be a horror story as well, Joe. I reminded the national championship game. At about halftime, I was like, oh, Alabama's definitely going to close this gap. It didn't happen.
Great point. You also got to be prepared to lose your ass and be wrong every now and then.
That's
unbelievable. We'll talk about some of those games coming up next.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
The coach was on, John Cooper, and he goes, well, we weren't supposed to make the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago, and we did. And now we're supposed to make, I'm like, you can't say that.
No.
You're the best team with 128 points, which I have never seen in my lifetime, Ronis. You put up 128 points, you're a good hockey team. You got to at least make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
The Beer drops 32 last night, triple-double, damn it, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists on their way to demolishing the Houston Rockets, just demolishing and demoralizing the Utah Jazz. But if you had Utah last night, still an opportunity to go ahead and right that wrong and still be profitable. We're talking about that here, Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. And how do you do that, you say? Well, you do that by dabbling in what is known as live in-game wagering, which really is one of the most profitable ways to approach this time of year because of how crazy the markets get and how they fluctuate and the opportunities, the small window of opportunities open up ready for bettors to be able to jump through. And we saw it last night in Boston, where Boston ahead of time in that game there, pregame was a 7.5. I think the closing line was 8. They were an 8-point favorite. But there were points during that game last night where that market switched, especially when Indiana went on this crazy run to start the third quarter, where now Boston's getting 5, 6, 7 points. Now they're getting in the game that much. And those are the kinds of opportunities in every game, including this one last night, where I think it was pretty evident after the first quarter, Dane, that this was going to be a repeat after game one, right? They just had no answer. And when you're looking at this game last night for handicapping purposes, you had to ask yourself, what changed between game one and game two between these two teams, right? Because the line was about the same. Everything was just about the same. The over-under, everything remained the same. The question is, what happened? Was it a bad game plan? Was it, you know, if you are of the mindset that, listen, Houston is a bad matchup here for Utah. Utah, if you want to try to score in the paint, Utah is going to make it life very difficult for you. Utah is not right. going to allow you to get an easy 2 in the paint. But guess what Houston doesn't do? They don't score in the paint. So they score from outside. So there was really, theoretically, Dane, there was nothing different about that game last night that we didn't already see in game one. And then after they almost dropped 40 in the first quarter and Utah's down by 20, if you're holding a Utah +6.5 ticket, the first thing you should be thinking about is, let me run to in-game wagering. Why? Because you and I both know, here comes that run by Utah, right? There's going to be that run by Utah. And you know what's going to happen to that plus, you know, that minus 20, 21 and a half from Houston, that's going to go down to plus 13, plus 14. And then you're confident already. You know this is going to be a 20-point blowout. So now you go ahead and pick up Houston at plus 12, plus 13, or minus 12, rather, minus 13. Now it really doesn't make a difference what your pregame bet on Utah was. You've got the right side. You know in your heart of hearts watching this game, Utah's not coming back. They don't have the firepower to come back from a 20-point deficit.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Remember, here on Make It Rain, we don't only give you a fish, we teach you how to fish so you can feed yourself every day of the year. And that's a great way to do it. Let me ask you about this, Joe, because I tried to make a point last segment also. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but isn't that yet another reason why we always like dogs and the plus numbers, right? Because you're establishing a position already that's going to get you more value, right? Or on the plus side. And then with the in-game wagering opportunities, you're just able to take multiple other positions working off of that to make yourself profitable. But, right, isn't it easier if you're already holding the underdog, if you're already getting points?
It does, unless you, like last night, if you were holding a Utah ticket at plus six and a half, that was never going to cash, ever going to cash. Like, there was never a point in that game where you would have looked at it and been like, all right, I'm still holding plus six.
This looks good.
The fact that you actually had it is good, because if they would have been able to make a run, right? If they would have been able to make a run and made that game a little bit closer, you might have been able to establish a middle. You might have been able to pick up a bet for Houston, who was probably going to win the game, but maybe not cover the six and a half, but maybe they would have been able, maybe you could have got Houston minus three, minus four, and then all of a sudden you can cash both tickets. So the whole point is that once you can see it with your own eyes, and you are confident that you understand the game plan, and then you see it and you go, wow, this is game one, or it's never going to happen. Then what you're doing is waiting for the market to overreact, ain't it? And the one thing we know for sure, you know, death and taxes and market fluctuation overreaction when it comes to live in-game wagering during streaks during the NBA season and during the playoffs. The market is going to go crazy over the littlest run. We saw it, case in point, last night. Not only Milwaukee, there was at one point in that game last night, in that Milwaukee game in the second half, where you could have gotten Detroit getting 24 and a half points.
Wow.
Okay, 24 and a half. So if you had them already at plus 15 and you popped them in at plus 24, man, look at the middle you've got now. I mean, look at that. Right. Like, you win. Like, there's a whole lot of opportunity there for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to – it's time-consuming, Dane. Yeah. You know this. You know, you can't have a lot of other things going on. You've got to be able to –
staring at that screen. You got to have good high-speed internet.
Exactly.
You know?
You got to have –
just think about it, Joe.
You got to be able to make the play. Yeah, you have
to. Remember the national championship game. We were talking about the total of the national championship game. True. And then remember when after the first, like, 8 minutes of play, the game was, like, 5-2? And then the total went all the way down to – I think you said it went all the way down to, like, 102 or something like that at one point, establishing something like a 24-point middle.
Yes.
You know, so that's the thing. You got to look for those opportunities. Sometimes those bad bets you make that look like losers at the beginning are, in fact, just you establishing your initial position for you to be able to work off of.
Yeah, and then using the data, which is why we always recommend, and we've told you here on the show, right? We've told you about second-half wagering. Where we know, guys, there are sharps that forget pregame. They ain't betting anything pregame. They ain't making a bet until the second half, until they can see the data. They can get the eye test in front of them, and then they take that, and in that 8 to 10 minutes during that halftime, they'll wait to see what the line is. They'll establish the inefficiencies, and boom, they'll jump in and make the bet at second half. It's very similar to that. That guys are not going to make bets until they can see it with their own eyes and get a feel, because it is a living, breathing thing, Dane. I mean, not only is the market, but any game, especially in basketball, is going to have its ebbs and flows.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you can see this anywhere in any sport. In baseball, you could be like, Sale has his good stuff today.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. Yes. After a couple of innings, you know, or I just on the commercial break, we made a point, like, in soccer, this is very popular as well. Can you can see You can see, like, oh, you know, this team is dominating possession. The game is all being played in this half. You know, you can see this team is far better, the class, by, you know, or you can see, like, up, oh, there's going to be a penalty kick. There's going to be an opportunity for a score here. You know, not to you know, be morbid about it, but if you see one of the players, a big player on a team, go down with a non-contact injury, Joe, mm-hmm. you know, you could be like, oh, he ain't coming back. You know, that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
Anticipate the impact on the game, that sort of thing. And you mentioned it, of course, in the NBA, where the axiom holds true, Joe. Everybody makes a run.
It so does. But be prepared. Be, you know, don't have a lot of other things going on. Be able to focus. Be prepared to make the play. And whatever you do, heaven forbid, do not second guess yourself. Don't second right. guess yourself. If you have a number, you got a plan, go get it. Do not wait for, oh, maybe let me get them one more bit. Yeah, no, it's right. gone. The opportunity of it pops up. When it's there, it's there. Take it. Jump on it. But you mentioned this before. You also understand this is still you're still betting. All right. There is still a chance that things go hard left. And, you know, right. if you didn't have the right pregame bet on the right side, you may just compound the problem there by not nailing it in there. So there are some risks. But ultimately, if you are prepared and willing to take that risk, ultimately, you can take a very probably bad bet, a bad decision, and turn it into a profitable one, Dane.
Absolutely, Joe. And here's the thing. We say it all the time with sports investing, you know, and we've also said, Joe, don't chase, you know, be
yes.
disciplined in your units. You know, we say that all the time, or else honestly, and if you're dipping your toe in this sports gambling water, people, you know, do not chase. Do not go like, I'm going to get back to even, because honestly, we're going to lose you. We're going to lose you as a sports investor in like 2 weeks when you blow mm-hmm. through your bankroll. Okay. And we don't want to see that. There are ups and downs to this. And Joe says it all the time, especially like in Major League Baseball, you got to mm-hmm. be able to stomach the ups and downs. You got to manage your bankroll the right way. You got to have discipline. Mm-hmm. That is rule number one. Honestly, Joe, I'm on a cold streak over the last, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. I was only buffered by, you know, guys like Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau in the Masters, but I've been right. cold on baseball, you know, but I got to keep on at it. I can't be like, oh, let me, you know, quadruple my unit and get it all back on, you know, the money line, because then when I lose yep. that, I'm deeper in the hole. You got to keep on at it. It's like weeks. It's game 18 out of 162, you know, yes. in the same way we talk about Chris Davis going 0-54 or whatever. You know what I heard yesterday watching Red Sox Yanks? Mookie Betts is one out of his last like 27 plate appearances. How come we're not talking about that? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So yep. you're going to have these highs and lows, right? I'm telling you right now, I'm on a cold streak myself, but you got to sack back up and inch it back up the hill and have faith that over time you'll be at 55%.
Amen. And there is an opportunity here tonight, over the next couple of nights, to be able to take a trend that has been extremely profitable since 2007. In fact, so profitable, it's given bettors a 69 wins, 37 losses, and 7 ties against the number since 2007. That is a 65% winning clip, folks, which in the world of sports betting and investing, that is rock star. Okay. That is retirement. Yes. Yes. and we'll talk about that coming up, because it's going to take place tonight, and it's going to take place again tomorrow night. It's in the NBA. Trust me when I tell you, you'll profit from this. We'll tell you what that is coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So we are 1 week away from the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft. How exciting is that, right? April 25th, and for serious fantasy football players, guys, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. And Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they're providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, pretty much NFL draft content every day of the year, so you can have an edge regardless of whatever type of fantasy football you play. Now, save 10%, rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off, promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And speaking of the NFL, we did get the schedules released yesterday, and coming up, Dane and I will give you a couple of the observations. Also, game one, first week lines are out in many of the books. We'll tell you what those are. A little bit of head scratching, but what happened was there is a trend that's going to take place here in the NBA playoffs. Begins tonight. It'll carry over into tomorrow night as well as we move along through the playoffs, and that is very simply: teams that go down 0-2 and head home for game three, you are to play that team's first half point spread in game three. If you would have done that, okay, since 2007, you will have covered at a 65% clip. Now, granted, I am not telling you anything sports books and bookmakers don't already know. So to that point, this basic system went 5-5 against the number last year. But year before that, 9-0. Year before that, 10-0. Year before that, 9-3. There is four out of the last 5 years, we're looking at 33-8 against the number at close to 81%. The system works provided you just use a little common sense. So what does this mean? Well, you've got a bunch of teams, right, going into games, especially over the next 2 days that we noticed, going home, down 0-2. So what
makes not tonight.
Teams, not tonight. I'm sorry, tomorrow night. Yeah,
Friday,
tomorrow night,
though, we have that.
A bunch of teams going 0-2, right? So there is going to be some padding in these numbers, all right? We've seen this before. For instance, The New Orleans Pelicans last year, I believe, they fell behind 0-2 to the Golden State Warriors in the conference semis, right? They were a 4.5-point home underdog for game three. So you would think, right, with all logic that, well, then the first half number should be somewhere around +2, maybe +2.5, if I'm looking at a 4.5, total game line there. Yeah, it went off at a 0.5 point. Same thing happened with the Cavaliers taking on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were a 6.5-point home chalk for game three, but the first half spread shouldn't have been anything higher than a 4. You know what it was? 5.5 against LeBron. Mm. So there are going to be some overreactions here by the bookmakers. Because, again, they know that you know now. So there is going to be some pricing that doesn't make any sense for these games coming up. The best part of the trend is it actually has a narrative. It actually will make sense to even the first time better. Nobody here is expecting you to cut analytics and sabermetrics and, you know, asking you to take a leap of faith. It's a very simple situation to connect the dots here, Dane, right? Motivation behind trailing teams. Couple that with the value that lies at the odds for the first 24 minutes of game three. The narrative tells us these teams are going to go for 24 minutes. They're going to play the hardest, toughest,
right,
most nose to the ground basketball they have played all damn year, because they know they can't afford to go down 0-3. It is truly a must-win situation. Now, having said that, not saying full game. We're just saying at home, coming in 0-2, right, they are going to go balls to the wall. It makes sense. Now, conversely, you got teams that are up 2-0. Might take their foot off the gas a little bit, at least early on. They're fat. They're happy. They are not nearly going to be as motivated in the first half as these other teams. Now, ultimately, what happens is the second half adjustments are made, wake-up calls, all of that good stuff. But the reality is teams can't afford to go down 0-3. And the numbers don't lie. 113 of these qualifying situations have happened since 2007. If you were to place a $100 bet on all of those, win or lose, you would be up somewhere around $3,200 since 2007 right now on 113 of these situations. This is a profitable trend, one that you can actually wrap your head around, one that makes sense, and, oh, yeah, one that actually cashes. So keep an eye on this. The 0-2 teams going home. Oklahoma City, right? Is it OKC tonight, or is that tomorrow night?
They are not tonight. That would be Friday. That opportunity happens Friday.
Friday.
It does not happen tonight because the series are all 1-1. But it makes complete sense, Joe. You know, like, it's on some level, Joe, it's like the zigzag theory. You know, it's this idea. You also think about it. Just like take a step back to, like you said, the narrative. Let's use, Houston and Utah as a situation, as an example of this, right? Houston's up 2-0 at home. Now Utah gets to go home. It's the kind of thing like, if not now, then when, Joe? You know what I mean? Like, if they're not going to get up now in that situation where they're finally back in their building, when they finally have their home crowd, if they're not going to start fast in that situation, the first half, not even the whole game, right? If not... like, that's their only chance to land that punch and get back into it, right?
That's
if
correct.
Not now, then when? And so I like that, you know, and I remember saying at the very beginning of this show, I think that when the game is in Utah, it might look different than in Houston, right? But what the line is going to do is bake in, up. Houston's up 2-0, but now going back to Utah, they're going to make their best shot, land their best punch early in game three, right, with the fans behind them. And that's what we can see. I like it for Utah tomorrow. I like it maybe for Oklahoma City tomorrow. I will not, however, Joe, you know how you said, like, use some common sense? I don't know if I'm going to apply that logic to the Detroit Pistons at home against the Bucks.
It really, again, depends on the number. Let us not forget, we're not talking full game here, guys. We're talking first 24 minutes.
That's when they're going to come out hot in front of the home crowd, right off the bat.
And P.S., the first 24 minutes, that game went to halftime last night. Detroit was up in that game 2 points over Milwaukee last night. So it works in the first half. But again, you're going to see bookmakers, and you're going to see some of these lines. The bookmakers know this. So they're going to pad a few of these numbers in anticipation that You may know
I
that Joe Public.
You.
Yeah, that
I got
may come
for
up.
You.
Yeah, go ahead.
So remember, it doesn't happen tonight because all those series tonight are 1-1, right? On Friday, first half numbers, okay?
Go ahead.
Celtics Pacers, right? Pacers down 0-2 coming home, all right? They are 3-point favorites, Joe, first half line. Indiana -3, whereas the full game line
is probably
interestingly enough is Indiana -3.
Yeah,
okay?
There you go.
First half is
now,
also minus three.
How does that make any sense to you, right? How does if you're a 3-point full game line at home, you should be a 1.5, 1-point favorite at the at the intermission, right? No,
right.
So you're telling me you're a 3-point favorite in the full game and a 3-point favorite in the first half?
There.
Yeah.
So there's an inefficiency there. Same situation, right? Portland, Oklahoma City, Joe. Blazers up nothing going into Oklahoma City for game three. The Thunder on the full game line. The Thunder are 7.5-point favorites, but on the first half, they are 5-point favorites.
There you go. How does that make any sense? Should be 3.5 points in the first half, and instead now they've jacked it up a couple of points. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Books are anticipating that and making it even harder. They're baking in an extra point and a half to go against this trend that they've seen as valid.
Absolutely
it's
correct.
Harder for you to want to beat the trend because they know the trend is coming
on
in.
Tonight, what are the numbers tonight? Give me some numbers here tonight for the 1-1 series. Yeah,
first half
versus full game.
Yeah, so full game, I think one of the things, I'll tell you, Joe, we're on the Brooklyn Nets are home dogs tonight at 1-1. The Brooklyn Nets getting 3 points for the full game, and they're getting 1 point for the first half.
So they are a 3-point underdog?
Yeah, for the game. Brooklyn Nets are +3 tonight and plus 125 on the money line. People still believe in Joel Embiid's needs, apparently. So the Nets are +3
for the game, but +1
for the half.
You tell me what the difference is. Even Brooklyn, okay, you're getting 3 points. Forget about home away. You're a 3-point dog, right? Which means that, you should be 1.5 in the first half, right? You should be getting 1.5 if you're getting 3 points. You're telling me, though, that when I do the same situation with Indiana, not only are they a 3-point favorite at home, but they're also laying 3 at the first half. How does that make any sense?
In that line, because they've seen the same trend you have, and so they're going to try and deter you from doing it by adding a point or two on it.
There you go, folks. That's what we call an edge. The more you know, knowledge is power. That's the kind of stuff we are talking about. So your option is you can either fade it going, I know what's going to happen here, because Joe Public money is going to come in, and what's going to happen? It's going to jack that up. It's going to mess with that line there. So if you are a savvy, smart investor, you know this already, time. You know the number is baked in. You bet accordingly. Or better yet, like we just talked about, maybe you just hop on live in-game wagering and see what happens once the game starts. Because I think we all have a pretty good idea what's going to happen the first 24 minutes of those series. They are going to go crazy.
Yep, and aren't the Warriors specifically known for, coming out and blitzing you in the third quarter, right? Like, they're huge in the third quarter. So I wonder if I'm looking right now at the Clippers coming back home, that first half line. I know it's a 1-1 series, not an 0-2, Joe, but I can get – I can get the Clippers +5 in the first half at home in that game. And, sometimes the Warriors do their blitzkrieg in the third quarter.
But think about what it is, the reverse logic here. They just lost a 31-point, the biggest deficit ever, the biggest lead that they lost. What do you think is going to come out Golden State tonight? What do you think is going to happen? Again, the bookmakers are putting 2 and 2 together just like you and I are. The bookmakers are saying they're going to come out with their hair on fire here tonight, literally wanting to beat down the Clippers.
Make a statement.
What did they do? Pad the stats. That's the whole point, which is why it is also very important to let the first half play out, maybe. Take a look at what the second half line is based upon what you see in the first half. Because I bet you there's going to be some overreaction. There's going to be some inefficiencies with these lines because people are going to see one of two things. They're going to see these home teams down 0-2 go balls to the wall and all of a sudden be up, and everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, here we go. They're going to win a game. And then all of a sudden reality might kick in the second half. But check out what the line says and see what goes on there. Because there could very well be some some inefficiencies. But all of this, when you put it together, Dane, trends, angles are nice. They're great. They're not the end all be all. You got to be able to look at this and go, okay, what do I think is going to happen here overall? What is going to be the outcome of this game? Brooklyn getting 3 points tonight. And I think that went up. I think it opened to 2.5. It's now pushed to +3. You guys tell me, all right? Because I'm looking at the number right now. 64% of the bets, 67% of the money. A lot of people backing Philly tonight. Think that recency bias coming in, right? What does recency bias tell us? Philadelphia scored 150 points on Brooklyn last game. Brooklyn can't compete. They almost forget they won game one, right? Yeah.
That's right. And they're coming home.
That number might get pushed up a little bit here, too. So there might be some value coming up on that. Yep. We'll give you the rest of the lines, too, as we head into the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball Thursday lineup. Coming up next here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Which team is in the most trouble in their first round series? Is it the Raptors? Is it the Sixers? Or is it the Thunder?
I would say Philadelphia.
Do you think the Sixers are going to lose that series?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we allowed to wager on air? Because if you want to bet on that with me right now, I'll take Philly.
We could wager.
Put $5 on it?
Yeah, I usually bet at lunch. Yeah,
we're never in a studio together.
We'll Uber eat it to you or something.
Ooh, I like that.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network. Working on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
You know, remember the Fernando Tatis bat stuff? Like, how garbage did that get? Over something hilariously stupid, over a projection of a player, it got to the point where someone wanted to fight someone. And yeah, that's my problem. You have opinions on people's money, good for you. You got opinions on A, B, and stuff, rock on, pal. I don't care about any of that stuff. It's all good. It's the way that people are garbage. That's what I hate, is the garbage.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Happy Thursday here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Make it rain, what we're going to do here coming up, final hour of the show. Interesting enough, we just spent the last segment here kind of laying it out there for you guys, kind of a methodology when you approach your sports investing, especially this time of year at the NBA. And if you haven't figured it out, the one thing that we did not talk about here, Dane, all right, the one thing that we completely avoided talking about was the name on the jersey in the front and the name on the jersey in the back. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, It doesn't matter what team is. You're not betting on teams here, guys.
No, you're betting on numbers.
Right. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It's all about the math. It's all about the numbers. If you are serious about trying to profit from sports investing, then you need to take a few extra minutes to approach it from a numerical standpoint and understand why in the hell are the Pacers a 3-point favorite in game three, but the first half line, there are 3 points, but there's still three at the first. Isn't it supposed to be cut in half? Like if it's, you know, first half, second, that's the whole point. Yeah, not unless they're expecting a boatload of money to come in on that side. Then they're going to make it impossible or at least a little difficult for the sharps to come in and take advantage of that trend as well. So, Dane, we say it once, we'll say it 1,000 times. Those of you guys joining us in the chat room, or on any one of these streaming platforms around the country, around the world. Guys, you are betting numbers. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference if the dude has a beard. He doesn't have a It doesn't matter. It only matters what the numbers tell you. And the numbers tell us, yeah, there's going to be some inefficiencies here over the next couple of days in the NBA.
Joe, and I'm so glad you brought up that it's about the names on the front of the jerseys, the back of the jerseys, jerseys in general. And the numbers, because we got a poll question up, Joe, on FNTSY Radio, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. Remember yesterday, Joe, you had an outlandish theory about the San Diego Powder Blue Charger jerseys?
Yes.
So our poll question today is, do you agree with Joe that the Powder Blues are nasty, or do you agree with Dane that they're dope? And Joe, you know, it's all about the numbers. And Joe, right now, 84% of the people agree with me, Joe, that those uniforms are great.
Yeah,
so
well, you know what
jerseys,
they say,
it's about the math. And 84% is the math. I was right, Joe.
Well, you can't buy style, my friend. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, you know what they say about opinions? A lot
everybody's
like
got one.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, there you go. Everyone's got one. Final
well,
hour
84%.
Coming up.
I appreciate it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.